When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your reviews and play your voicemails and read your emails. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
First off, guys.
Coming in hot.
I was just going to say thank you guys for buying so much in our sale.
Oh, yeah.
So keep on purchasing and buying stuff. Maybe we, who knows, maybe we'll extend the sale week or two. Why not? We might well. We like you guys. But anyways, go to webcrawlerspod.com if you want to take advantage of our merch. And for those of you who have the Tom DeLonge shirt,
oh,
now know that it is a rare limited edition commodity because we got a cease and desist type of thing from Printful.
Yeah, copyright notice. We had to take it down.
We can no longer sell it. So you guys, a very cool limited edition shirt you have.
Yeah, I wonder why just now.
I don't know.
It's been up for
maybe
a year.
There was a narc out. I'm not saying anyone of you did it, but I bet there's narcs that scour the internet trying to knock people down.
That might be someone at Printful's job, actually, is to kind of like check out all the stores and then see if there's anything
narc,
bad.
Printful. Yeah, I'm the narc at Printful.
That's a LinkedIn job.
Narc at Printful.
Narc at Printful. So anyways, guys, keep on buying. And you never know if something's going to be limited edition, could be worth a bajillion dollars one day. So
we get slapped. We get sued for copyright.
Yeah, we get sued.
Bigfoot sues us.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
he is litigious, I've heard. Anyways, do we have any reviews?
We do. This is from Jackhammer13, a lockdown love affair, 5 stars, found the podcast via Paul F. Tompkins a little over a year ago.
Oh.
And have since binge listened to every episode. These ladies have put out so much great content throughout the quarantine, and they should be highly commended. The topics range from conspiracies, the paranormal, and pop culture, so the subject matter never gets stale. The three hosts are all uniquely hilarious and endearing. They also do great mailbag episodes where every caller immediately apologizes for the content of their call.
Amazing.
You know you've built an amazing podcast when your entire fan base suffers from anxiety and imposter syndrome.
True.
I hope they keep the show running forever. Jack, the pro wrestler from Bellingham.
Oh, hey, Jack. We love Jack.
This is from XXMegsXX2. Love this podcast. 5 stars. You guys have been getting me through my long work days for a while now, and I just wanted to thank you guys. Keep doing what you guys do. And then
that's
one
so
from
sweet.
Heidi. I like this podcast. Honk, honk. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
One more quick review from Nelly Cookie. Awooga, honk, honk. I binge listened to all the episodes. Melissa, Allie, and producer Marie have amazing chemistry. Make sure you give this podcast a listen and subscribe to Patreon to support them. They also have the best merch. P.S. Melissa, I'm heavily invested in your relationship with Skeletor. Please keep us updated when he finally lets you touch him. Skeletor is the outdoor cat I started feeding a year ago.
Yes.
And he or she doesn't let me get close. She hisses all the time. But this morning, actually, I was like 2 feet away, like giving the bowl of food. So one of these days.
That's crazy. And you caught him or her and got him neutered or spayed.
Well, I caught another cat, a black cat named Chadwick. I finally caught after like 3 months and got him neutered. I actually have not seen him since. He was probably so traumatized by being captured.
Seriously.
He was like, fuck that. So hopefully he's okay.
I'm sure he's doing great. I'm sure he's thriving.
Okay, let's get into these voicemails.
And just so you guys know, we will, emails we will get to. It's just, you know, keep sending us emails too. We just have so many voicemails. We got to catch up.
Yeah, we got to prioritize.
This message is for web crawlers. My name is Mary G. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller, honk honk.
Honk honk.
I'm calling because I recently listened to your guys' episode about Lost, and I was really into Lost. I like watched all 6 seasons in a month over J term 1 year in college. I had heard all the fan theories about the last episode because I didn't watch it when it was on live television. You know, I had watched it on Netflix. I had read all these things about the final episode and knew it was gonna piss me off, so I literally watched the whole series sans the final episode.
Wow.
And I just left it at that and was like, let me be content with what I've watched. I've enjoyed it thus far.
Wow.
I don't want to ruin my experience by watching the last episode, but since you guys have talked about it and has re-sparked my interest, I'm now starting the final uncut episode available on Hulu. So thank you guys for re-inspiring me to finish it. Maybe I'll call back and let you know my theories about it and how I felt. I hope you ladies have an excellent day. Also, happy belated birthday to Maria. Shout out. Yes. We have the same birthday. Love you, girlie. Stay fresh.
It'd be funny if the next message we got is, fuck this lot. Fuck this show. The show ruined my fucking life. I can't believe
Seriously.
I wasted my time on the show.
Fuck Maria's birthday.
Hey.
Wow. Well, I hope you enjoy that finale.
Yeah.
Woof.
Watch out
okay.
for it.
Okay. Next message.
Hi. This is Messages for the Web Crawlers. This is Maggie from San Diego.
Hi.
All right. I can do this. I've practiced this many times. I'm already sweating. But I'm just going to dive in. This is regarding your Lost episode. This is my first time calling in. I haven't had much to say on all the supernatural stuff. I wish I did, but I have a lot to say about this last episode. The finale, I bawled my way through it. I cried my way through it. It was absolutely heart-wrenching. I loved it. It was also really complicated. A lot of complicated feelings. So I get what you guys are talking about. I read an article back in the day, and I just needed to know that it was all real. Once I knew that, I could go with the flow. So that was my take on the finale and the show, all of that. Number two, I also had a failed relationship that was basically based on our love of Lost. So I
oh my God.
To what John said he was talking about.
Wow.
Number three, I loved when Maria talked about Michael Giacchino? Giacchino? I've actually never heard his last name said, so I really loved it when she talked about it. But when I hear the soundtrack, my heart goes a flutter, and I just get emotional. The song LAX is like the finale song, and it's like super emotional. When I moved to LA and I went to the LA airport for the first time, I put that song on and literally walked around the airport before my flight like a weirdo, just tearing up.
No, that's
thinking
nice.
About all the characters and what they were doing. Finally, Abby's question. I had the biggest crush on Desmond Hume. I can't tell you exactly why. Maybe it was a Scottish accent. I don't know. This is back in the days of Facebook. I even changed my Facebook profile picture to Desmond's picture.
Like, yes.
Why did I do that? finally, I think I said finally already, but I'll just say it. I had a bumper sticker called that said, "I am one of the Oceanic Six." You remember that?
Oh my god!
Flight they were on, and I've had this bumper sticker for like 10 years. I even got in a wreck and my car got totaled like 5 years ago. And I even bought a new one for my car that I'm driving right now that I have in 2021. And wow. That's how passionate I am about Lost. I love you guys so much. You make my day better every time I listen to you guys. And I'll stop talking before I get cut off. Bye.
Wow. That's amazing. Six. That's funny.
That's so funny. I love that.
I've never
that.
Heard this LAX song. I bet it's wonderful because
I don't remember.
Me either.
What it sounds well, like. I bet it's
on YouTube. Let's see.
That it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's already starting and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's piano. It's a beautiful, sad piano song.
Yeah, piano will get you every time.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely. Okay, this bring me back.
It does bring me back too.
Oh, that's
I'm right back nice. There.
Back on the island.
I'm on the island.
Me and Jack. And Freckles.
Freckles.
Sawyer.
Jack.
Blondie.
Saeed.
You all, everybody.
Oh, I got chills. I got chills, brother.
Hurley.
Brother.
Oh. Hit you with the strings.
Oh, here we go.
Here you go. Here we go.
Oh.
I just got that too. I just got an Amber Alert.
Wait.
I didn't get
you
it.
You did? I didn't get it.
We're in okay, different locations.
I got an Amber Alert and then I couldn't hear you. And it was it sounded like, well, that was scary as hell.
I didn't get one.
Okay, neither. Well, I thought it was coming through yours because you're the one playing the music. Because
you heard it in your headphones.
All right, you know what? If you're going to debunk everything I'm saying, then forget it.
I think you're lying.
Also, not to be a bitch, but I think I actually turned my Ambler alerts off.
Ambler wow. alerts? Well, that's okay because you still got the Amber alerts.
I still have it. Yeah, it's just my Ambler alerts.
Maybe I did too. I don't, because I but haven't gotten
like,
one.
When it's other just people like, what am them. I going to, like, I'm not, I don't think I'm going to find the person.
And people put it on Twitter. If everyone's like, Amber alert, I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. You guys are heartless.
You know.
Yeah. Hi, this is for web crawlers. I finally have a reason to call you. My name is Jenny. I know people forget to say that all the time. And I just kind of in the middle of listening to your podcast, your sleepwalking podcast, REM Behavioral Disorder. And I don't know if you guys listen to Mike Birbiglia, the comedian, but first mm-hmm. of all, you should. He's hilarious. He has REM behavioral disorder. He has it. And,
oh, that's right.
He has several stories about it. He has an album called Sleepwalk With Me. One of my favorite stories is called The Missile. It's like 12 minutes, but it's insane. And the way he tells it is absolutely hilarious. He's got all kinds of different stories about how and like what he has to do now because he's on medication. What happened with the girl that he was with at the time and how, you know, she would talk back to him in his sleep and all the craziness that happened wow. after that. But you guys should totally listen. I'm glad I finally had a reason to call you guys. In the middle of Target, I was like, I have to stop listening to this and I have to do my research. Anyway, you guys have fun with that. He's hilarious. Bye.
Wow, crazy.
Did I hang up? I didn't.
Yeah, Mike Birbiglia, I haven't listened to it. He made a movie too, right?
Yeah. Wasn't it called Sleepwalk With Me too?
Yeah, I've heard it's great. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for Web Crawlers. This is Amber Leah from Oregon again. I am still binging shows, and I just finished the vampire one.
Ooh.
I know, I'm way behind, but I'm catching up slowly. I just wanted to call and say that I'm really proud of you guys for bringing up Porphyria. I actually have Porphyria. I have one of the, it's the acute. So there's 8 different types. This is what I wanted to say. There's 8 different types of Porphyria. And what I have is called acute intermittent porphyria. Now, uropathic photoporphyria is what I think it's called. That's the one where they are literally allergic to the sun. And that's where it, you know, kind of ties into where we believe vampires came from as far as like the folklore. Now, there's a few reasons that porphyria ties into vampires. So the main one being that they're allergic to the sun. Sun can actually cause them to go into these like acute attacks, where, you know, their skin blisters very severely. So they normally only go out at night. It was believed for a long time, way, way, way back when, that, sunlight that hit a mirror, would like double the UV rays and really affect people with porphyria. So they never look in the mirrors. Another thing is porphyria can cause like psychiatric manifestations. In fact, I'm sure you've heard of the madness of King George. He had porphyria. And so, you know, it causes these weird, like, psychiatric manifestations when you're in an attack, which can cause you to think you have, like, superhuman strength and that sort of thing. So, yeah, like, porphyria is kind of where they believe, like, you know, vampire folklore came from. I have acute intermittent porphyria, which is more of a metabolic porphyria that causes these like intermittent attacks where I get like severe pain. My urine, actually, I know it's gross, but it can turn purple. So yeah. Oh, the other thing is that people with porphyria way back in the day, they used to bleed them. You know, like bloodletting. That's what they thought would help. And, you know, surprise, surprise, it never really did. But again, there's another thing that ties into vampires.
Oh, that's interesting.
All right. I just wanted to call in and let you guys know a little bit about porphyria. I love the show. I'm catching up slowly. La, la, la. All right. Bye.
That's crazy. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, that's really nuts.
Yeah, the looking in the mirror thing, the blood thing. Oh, that's cool.
I mean, that puts everything together. Wow, how crazy.
That's cool. Okay, next message.
Hi, web crawlers. Oh my gosh. I almost pulled a Maria in that crazy voice that she did that one time.
You don't.
Okay, so I am, again, listening to that same episode. I hadn't finished it from yesterday. This is Jenny. I already called one yesterday. And it was the, you guys talked about how to lucid dream. I've always wanted to learn how to lucid dream. It's always been fascinating to me. So I was listening to everything you were telling, like how to do it and what to do during the day. And so I did that a whole lot. Here's the deal. When I dream, it's like something crazy happens at work. And then I have a dream that is very obviously about what happened at work. That was nuts. Last night, I dreamt I did the whole, you know, trying to stick your index finger into your palm and see if it goes on the other side. I did that in my dream.
What?
I flew in my dream. And I remembered while I was eating breakfast, I don't know if I actually lucid dreamt or if I just had a bonkers dream about lucid dreaming. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? I don't know if it was a real lucid dream or if I just had a dream about lucid dreaming. How bananas is that? I don't understand. Guys, want to help me out? Because what the what? Bye.
The hand thing is that your hands are not the same in dreams. They look distorted. So if you look down at your hand, one of the things for lucid dreaming is that you're supposed to look down at your hands in your dream. So then you know you're dreaming. So then you kind of become like conscious in your dream.
Interesting.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you. Good
luck to you. I was just looking at some aesthetics online. There's a Wikipedia for aesthetics.
And after listening to you guys talk about aesthetics, I went on and looked up some on Pinterest. So the one I'm looking at now is called Bimbo Casual. The next one is, oh, there are two. There's Bubblegum Witch, not to be confused with Bubblegum Bitch aesthetic.
Bubblegum Witch.
That's pretty fun. This next one is Snail Core. It's really just pictures of snails. I don't know. I guess you can take any word and put core on the end and sure. You've got yourself an aesthetic. I'm not sure. This next one is Vacation Dad Core. I do see a nice picture of Zendaya wearing a really big plaid shirt. So I guess that's Vacation Dad Core.
Sure.
And then this last one is Warm Core. It looks like it's just lots of pictures of picnics. So I don't know if you guys want to check that Wikipedia out. There is so much stuff for any type of person. All right. See you later. Bye.
This is actually insane. I just sent you guys the aesthetics wiki page that I think she's talking about. So this is really awesome. So like you can find aesthetics. There's different suffixes. There's core suffix, goth suffix, whoa, pie suffix, punk suffix, wave, or academia. So I don't know. So like there's a difference probably between cottage core and cottage punk. Cottage, do you know what I mean?
Cottage wave. What's the difference?
There's cyberpunk, bibliopunk, forest punk. Okay, so there's forest punk, which looks like a lot of like deer heads on people.
Okay, that makes sense.
This is a whole world. I can't deal. Key motifs in forest punk are bushcraft, flora, deer, crows, fog, forest, rivers, foraging, camping, solo living.
I'm looking at bimbo casual right now, which is a pretty interesting aesthetic.
So the wave suffix, it generally deals with surreal or unrealistic imagery. But then the core suffix implies a system, a set of rules.
My God, there's like linguistics to this?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, I'm a forest punker too, I think. I'm sending you guys a picture, another aesthetics picture of forest punk. And it's like denim, like dark denim shorts with, you know, like a long-sleeved knit tee, a broken record, some sunglasses. Oh, coffee, a little backpack, and just some like leather boots. The camera.
I can see you wearing that. That's like that's you. Oh.
So, just as a side note, in case anyone cares about my personal life, it is so hot in Los Angeles that all the ants from outside have decided to enter my home.
No,
and I had such a bad ant attack this morning in my living room, not in my kitchen. It's kind of sad. They were trying to get to my dog's water.
Oh,
wow.
I had that problem with my cat food.
And my dog food. Yeah.
And you know what you do?
What?
You know what you do? You put the food, you get a bigger bowl.
Yeah.
You fill that with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And then you put the food or the bowl of food inside that bowl so the ants can't get to it.
Oh,
you create a moat. You just created a moat.
You create a moat. And yeah. That solved, because I would go, I remember I went out of town for like a weekend and like I came home. Cats. There was just a line of ants and they were all in my cat's food, just like thousands of them. And I almost had like a panic attack.
That's how I woke up this morning. I was like, what is going on with it's like I've been cursed. I've had and I think that's maybe why I broke out in a rash. Is it because then I got this all-natural ant killer, which is made out of cedar spray, and I sprayed that everywhere. But anyways, the reason that I just got distracted is because I thought it was just in the living room, but now I'm in my office and I'm killing all these ants on my table.
No. I mean, that's when you got to break out the raid. Like, I know you have animals. You got
to do it. Yeah.
But at least outside.
I might need to call an exterminator.
Oh, yeah. You got to get an exterminator,
spray outside.
Too.
I think we get an exterminator.
I like might need to
do that because I have a lot of mosquitoes too.
Oh, fuck mosquitoes.
Exactly. Okay, sorry.
This is my new favorite website. I'm sorry. Aesthetics.fandom.com. Right now I'm on the cottagecore page and it like tells me what music and movies kind of encapsulate cottagecore. A lot of like Sufjan Stevens and Paddington mentioned.
Paddington Bear?
Yeah, like the movie Paddington and Paddington 2. are prime examples of cottagecore movies, I guess.
Sufjan.
There's grandparent core.
Oh, that's nice. That's kind of like me. I like wearing old sweaters.
Oh my God. Honk, honk, honk playlist.
What?
Wait, hold on. We got to play one of these songs. Clown songs. Melissa, you got to play one of these.
Oh, no. This song's called Ha Ha. I hate this.
I like
no,
this.
No.
Uh-uh, that's a curse.
No, I hate it. I don't like
that's
it.
Cursed.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Yeah, we're all going to die in 7 days.
There's no way.
In 7 days. Maria, I think you might be Fairy Academia.
Really? Well, send me a link, because when it comes to fairies, you know, I'm much more... There's a realism I'm interested in.
Actually, no, you're not.
Sorry. Okay.
False right. alarm.
False alarm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. This is Amber from Oregon again. I just finished the episode about the Tinder killer, and you guys said to call in if we had any crazy or scary Tinder stories, and I actually have one. It's not scary per se, but scary enough for me. So I'm going to get into it here. I met a guy on, it was actually Bumble, which is another one of those dating apps.
Yeah, we know.
And we met up after talking for a few weeks, and we went on a date. He was, like, total gentleman, really my type, just very good-looking and very polite, you know, like, old-fashioned gentleman, pull-out-your-chair-open-the-door type guy, which, like, I'm totally into. So things were going really good, and then one night he said he wanted to take me to dinner, so we went to dinner, and then... rather abruptly, he's like, well, I got us a hotel. So a little backstory is he lives like one town over and supposedly lives with his parents, was taking care of his elderly parents. So, you know, he couldn't bring me to his place. And I have a child, so I could take him to my place. And, you know, I just felt like it was rushing it a bit. So, you know, when we pulled into this hotel, you know, I was like, I really can't do this. You know, I politely declined and said, you know, I'm not comfortable with this yet. Like, let's date a little longer. And I ended up leaving and went to a bar because my friends called me on the way home and was like, hey, come out. So I'm sitting at this bar and I hear, hey, are you Amber? And I turn around, and as I'm turning around, I go, yeah, I am. And as I'm turning around, I get decked in the face by this woman that I've never seen in my life.
What?
Before I knew it, she was, like, on top of me. Like, he pulled the chair out and had me on the ground and was just wailing on me. I was, like, super in shock. The bouncer guy came over and pulled her off of me. And she, during all this, goes, you're effing my husband. And I was like, who's your husband? And she's like, Brandon. And I'm like, what? Like, he was married. Oh, my God.
Oh.
So, yeah. Funniest part about this whole story is I have a service dog, and legit, she was laying on the ground, and as I'm getting beat up, I'm looking at her, and she's just staring at me like, hey, why are you down here, Mom? So, yeah, that is my horrible Tinder story. It's a crazy world out there. Love you guys. Honk, honk.
Damn.
Wow. Fool.
That's shady as hell. Yeah, you never know. You never fucking know. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. I really need you guys to get to the bottom of why mini M&Ms are so much better than regular M&Ms. I feel like this is something that really needs to be addressed. It's been an open secret for years. I need to know why. Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
That's a good question.
I don't think it's surface area.
Uh-huh.
Have you not had them, Allie?
I was going to say, I don't think I've had them before.
I haven't them in a very long time. They're so good.
It's why I love mini chocolate chips better than large chocolate chips. I think there's, you get more crunch. Even right. though you'd think you'd crunch. Get more crunch with it, it's just that you get more chocolate in it. I don't know what it is.
Is it more chocolate? But no, it would be more of like the candy
shell. In the larger M&Ms, right, I think you get a more even candy shell to chocolate ratio in the minis.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so small. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be wrong, but I just feel like it has to do with the crunch and the surface area.
Crunch plus surface area equals delicious.
A lot of surface area talk today.
All right, we got three messages left.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Barry. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but I'm calling you from Salem, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
I just wanted to call for... I've traveled out here to Salem, solo road trip, post-double COVID vaccine. I had an interesting connection to this place that I didn't know about until I traveled out here. I have lineage to a Salem witch that was hanged in the area of 1692. My aunt and her two daughters are the great-great-great-great-great-great-great granddaughter of Elizabeth Howe, who was one of the witches who was accused, you know, witches in quotes, who was accused of practice and hanged. And she has been memorialized at the Salem Witch Memorial.
Holy shit.
Also wanted to say, I recently listened to another podcast about the Breatharian situation that's going on. And I saw that you have an episode that I've yet to reach. I've been listening for well over a year. And I have a couple more episodes to catch up. But I saw that you posted the Breatharian episode, which I can't wait to hear your take on all of that. And thirdly, like I said, I'm staying here in Salem, Massachusetts. I'm camping actually on Winter Island, and I listened to one of your previous episodes about the spirit animals and about how these spirit animals appear to the people, and rather than us choosing the animal sort of shows itself to us. And just about an hour ago, I'm sitting here at the picnic table here at my campsite, and coyote walked by. Minding its own business about 30 feet from where I was sitting, just walking by, and trotted off into the darkness. So I'd like to know if Allie or Sam Maria has anything to say about that, about the spirit animals. But really love the podcast. It's been a beautiful highlight throughout the week over the last year I've been listening. So keep up the great work, and I look forward to more episodes. Thanks.
Wow.
Coyote symbolism. The coyote symbolizes the trickster or jokester. However, its symbolism is associated with a deep magic, which is interesting since he is related to the
Elizabeth Howe.
Yeah, in the Salem witch trials, which is that's so fucking cool.
That's crazy.
I'd be interested to know if he or any of the women in his life have any strong intuition or witchy. Yeah, exactly. The symbolism is adaptability, playfulness, a personality that's difficult to categorize. So like it says paradoxical nature, but beware of the dark side of your nature.
Ooh,
dark. I mean, there's more to it. We're running out of time a little bit, but Google coyote spirit animal, which is where Google's where I get all my deep spiritual knowledge. It's pretty interesting.
Have we done a Salem witch episode?
Loosely, because we said that episode where the Salem witch trials potentially was based on that spoiled bread. But maybe that's actually really cool. I'll do my next episode on the Salem witch trials and maybe have like a psychic or something on, or a witch on, because I love that shit, obviously.
Yeah, we did like a little mini.
Yeah, I think we did one of our mini episodes on it.
We could even have someone from like a museum there. Like I can, if. Like,
yeah, I would love that. That'd be awesome. Ooh, I went to Salem once and I was obsessed. I'm dying to go back. Over Halloween, they make a gigantic Ouija board there.
Oh, right.
No.
Yeah. I remember I wanted to go last year and you guys ixnayed it. There's no travel budget. But yeah, they have a lot of incredible museums there. Not as witchy still as you would think. There's only like a few occult shops, but they also surprisingly have a really fantastic art museum there.
Oh, I bet.
Interesting.
Okay, two messages left.
Hi, this is for the web crawlers. My name's Alexis. It's been a while since I've called. Oh my God, what was I going to say? Oh, but I actually haven't had anything to call about, but oh my God, this is so bad already. I wish I could delete it. So I just moved to Alaska. And
oh, wow.
I figured out that this guy that I work with in my office is this man named Michael Thompson, and he is a Sasquatch researcher.
Oh,
he works for the government.
What?
He doesn't. I need to make sure that I make clear that this is not the government searching for Sasquatch. He does this in his own time.
Oh, anyway, okay. Well, that's
he hasn't been here for 33 years. He has a website called Sasquatch Tracker. He just invited me to a Bigfoot Sasquatch expo in the beginning of September. Don't know if I'm going to go. But he has a website, and I just mentioned that. Sorry. I'm going to try and see what I could find out through him. If you Google him, there's like a picture of him holding a big Sasquatch, big footprint and all that stuff. But I just got so excited when I found this information. As soon as I got home from work, I had to call you guys and tell you that I have an inside scoop. And I'm going to let you know if I find out anything cool. And if I go to this expo. Yeah. My life is really exciting. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Michael Thompson. If you Google Michael Thompson Sasquatch Tracker, there's a picture of him holding a giant footprint. He has like a curly mustache. He's a seasoned cryptozoologist. Wow. Okay, last voicemail of the day.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Isabel. I'm calling from Ireland. I'm calling with a couple of things here, guys, but I'm not going to take up, like, all of the time. I don't even know if you're going to play this on the show. But I like to think that I've lived a pretty interesting life and that a couple of pretty weird out-of-the-blue things have happened to me. I just started listening to the show about 2 weeks ago, so it'll be a while if you do play this before I actually hear myself on your show. So you have a couple of options. You can hear me tell you about growing up in a cult. You can hear me tell you about a creepy brush with
somebody that my sister-in-law think might have been a like killer or something in the woods. And you can also hear about the creepy, possibly demonically possessed, maybe it was just dead people, haunted Victorian house that I grew up in. All sorts of other weird shit has happened to me in my life, but those are like the big, like, I think those are like the three funnest stories. So pick which one you want. And
all of them.
I love you guys. I love the show. Yeah. I found you guys through cult podcasts. I've literally been binging you.
Awesome.
Like I said, for the last 2 weeks. Love the show. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Wait. La, la, la.
Wow. Baritone.
Honestly, tell us all of the stories.
Yeah.
Growing up in a cult, of course we want to hear that.
Killer in the woods.
House, killer in the woods.
Love to hear that.
All of it.
All of it. We want to hear all of it.
Okay, that was the last message of the day.
Murder, She Wrote. Anyways, guys, keep calling, keep emailing. We love to hear from you so much. You guys are the best. We love the community that we have with you guys. Also, we will continue our sale on our website, webcrawlerspod.com. So keep purchasing, and we will try to add more aesthetics to our website. Who knows what kind? Just stay tuned.
Who knows?
Anyways, I am Allie, Sasquatch Tracker, but don't work for the government in the Sasquatch Department. Siegel.
I am Melissa. I didn't just move to Alaska and work with a Sasquatch Tracker, Stetton.
And I'm producer Maria, Goblin Court till I die, Plasucci.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
An Elio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.